It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
I would say unbelievable, but I may have called this a little earlier.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So anyways, the Golf DMV podcast. As we're recording this, we're watching the back nine of the Waste Management Open. And Ricky Fowler.
Oh. Speak of waste management.
Fowler is just blowing up. We'll have a little bit more. I mean, look, we had a whole slew of things to talk about, and we thought we were going to record before the first, before this round was over.
Right.
I'm glad we didn't, by the way. I'm glad we moved it back to now, because the question was going to be, with starting the final round with a 4-stroke lead, will Ricky Fowler be able to close it out?
That's literally what was on the rundown that was emailed.
That was on the run sheet.
Yeah. It was like at 10:30 this morning.
Yes. And my answer was going to be yes. He's going to be able to close this out. What was your answer going to be, Sherm?
My answer was going to be yes.
And what was your answer going to be, LB?
He had a 4-stroke lead.
Yeah, he had a 4-stroke lead. He played, been playing great all weekend, so I just assumed he would keep it going.
And it's Ricky Fowler.
He does have a history of blowing them, though.
He does, but it's not like it's some guy we never heard of that's going to get the shakes because Ricky Fowler's chasing him.
He's been playing fine.
He's been in majors.
He's been playing well all weekend. A 4-stroke lead. And he was looking good.
Yeah.
Looking good through the front nine.
Well, I wouldn't say looking good. He was holding on.
Because Matt Kuchar,
his playing partners sucked ass.
Yeah. Yes. Matt Kuchar and Justin Thomas. We're playing above par. And so was Ricky. Ricky was, plus one on the front nine, right?
Was he one or two?
Something like that.
I don't know. I forget. All day.
So he's got that going on. And then next thing you know, he's got a 5-stroke lead at 12.
Right. So he increases the lead.
He increased it because his playing partners had went backwards.
That's fine, but he still increased it
because he was at...
He had one birdie.
I think he had a double bogey. He had a double bogey than a birdie, and so he was at minus 19.
Yeah.
And so he's on 12, the tee box, with a 5-stroke lead over Brandon Grace, and he ends the hole just up one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy.
And then he goes on to bogey the next hole.
That is Golf DMV-esque.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. What happened? So he's about to, chip up onto the green. He doesn't scull it or nothing. He just hits it a little too fast.
It's
a little and it's weird because
it's wet. You think it would have slowed it down.
And I can't blame him for being aggressive because he's been playing aggressive all weekend. You just go for it and try to close it out. If you play not to lose, then you're going to end up screwing up, right?
Right.
So it's wet and it's cold, so he plays it to go.
Who's that just hit in the water?
That was Gary Woodland.
Woodland, okay.
Yeah, so he's not a factor right
Wait
now.
Wait a second. Where is this played?
Arizona.
That's what I thought. But didn't you just say it's wet?
Yeah, it rained. It's raining now. In the desert.
Pouring down.
Yep.
And it's cold.
Oh my God.
You would think that it's not going to rip across the green the way it did. Rolls off the green, rolls down. Looked like he's going to be safe because it's going to get caught up in the sand or right beside the sand.
Yeah.
Like we said,
it makes a left turn.
I mean, with a
turn
signal.
It literally makes a left turn.
It put on a turn signal and made a left turn.
Into the water.
And
it's kind of like your shot at the Wager Cup when you were dead smack in the fairway and hit the water.
Here's the thing. We're at the Links of Gettysburg. The water is literally probably 20 yards to my right.
Yeah, and it only went up about 10 yards.
And it only went up about 10 yards. And I'm left-handed, so it's
exactly.
Not like it goes right.
You literally could not have done that if you wanted to.
If I was aiming for the water, I wouldn't be able to do
that.
So it goes in the water, and it'll be what happens after that. Ricky takes it out the water.
So he gets another because his ball's in the water.
Anybody
now,
listening to this has probably seen this, but anyway,
right? So he has to. He has to take a drop. Mm-hmm. So he gets his driver out. He does does the 2-driver length from from the water. He takes his ball. He drops it from his knee, and it moves a little bit.
Which is the new rule for 2019.
Right. So then he places the ball where he had dropped it. You can set it there.
Right.
He marks it with his tee.
Uh huh.
And then after he marks it with his tee and puts the ball there, he picks up his tee and he goes up to the green to see where he's going to try and hit his next shot to.
Right, land the,
while
land
he's standing
the
up there on the green, his caddy
now, by
is
the way,
standing
right
back.
Now, he's in trouble, but not big trouble.
Right,
right,
right.
He's all right.
Right. He's salvageable.
It happens.
At this point.
Right. Yeah.
You can get a miracle par or a bogey from there.
Exactly.
Get up and
right.
down.
Yep.
And, right.
So he, while he's up on the green looking where he wants to hit the ball to, his caddy is still back down there by his ball with the bag. And the ball just, and you see it on the camera. I mean, the camera's behind Ricky, so you see Ricky and the ball and his caddy all in the same shot.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, the ball just goes, hey, I'm going back in the water. And it just rolls down the hill into the water.
Oh, my
God. This is one of the dumb
without
things.
Anybody, I mean,
nope,
he placed
nobody
it,
did
it's
nothing.
Still, the ball's
right.
not well, moving.
Well,
he walks away.
He walks away.
And then the ball
then
just
the ball
decides,
decides
to leave.
It's going down the hill. But the weird, well, one of the comments, because I was listening to it on Sky Sports, so I had a different set of commentators. So I don't know what the CBS guy said or whoever these clowns are.
NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
Why are they clowns again?
Just because. I like that word.
Because he doesn't like anybody. He doesn't even know who they are. He
I don't know
knows.
Who they are. I just know they're clowns.
He just knows he doesn't like them.
But they were saying that one of the guys, whoever these other guys were either, I don't know who they were either, but he said that Ricky did, he was very quick. Normally when you place your ball down there, I mean, you suppose to, you know, you mark it with your tee or whatever,
uh-huh.
and when you put that ball there, you supposed to set it. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, not just, you know, gently set it, but set it there, especially when it's on a slope.
Try to give yourself a good lie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to.
And make
well,
sure, you,
and make sure it's not going to roll because
right,
you
right.
it just I mean, you just saw it roll in the water. You know it's on a hill, so you need to be careful about how you set that ball there to make sure
right.
it is not moving.
Right.
Before you and Rick, the time he set that ball there and picked up his tee and walked away, I mean, it was a second. I mean, he just bop, plop, gone. You know what I mean? He really didn't
frustrated.
Set it. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah,
I'm sure
just
he was.
Trying to get this let me just get out of here.
Right. And it ended up costing him. So.
So who was so it go ahead. Mm. So he go ahead, finish
so
the
it
hole.
So goes in the water.
So it goes in the water. He has to basically do a drop again. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the whole routine again. And he brings an official over this time
mm-hmm.
just to make sure everything's copacetic. Okay. I'm doing this the right way because rules have changed. I don't want to say nothing, do nothing wrong or whatever.
Right. So have a DJ moment.
Right. So he so the mm-hmm. Tour official comes over and they're talking. They have the mic. They're mic'd up too. I can hear a lot of this. I was watching in the car on my way home. Way over here. I'm sorry. So you can hear.
Watching in the car.
Yeah, as I was driving.
As
I was.
Driving.
Next to a Tacoma Park police officer coming down 29. Yes.
Interesting.
Watching television on your phone while you're driving is not as hard as it sounds.
I know, really.
And it definitely is not as safe.
Right. Well, see,
as
and
you,
I also
as you would think.
Yeah. I have one of those little holder things, so it's sitting up on my, like, by the vents on my dash.
Okay,
so
you're
it's
just
not,
peeking over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I'm listening. I got
you're not
volume
looking down
up loud.
In your lap.
No. It's heads-up display, as yeah. they all say. Right.
I had a coworker my last job who spent a lot of time in the car,
uh-huh.
and she told me she got through, she started the Game of Thrones in her car, never watched it on TV.
No.
She would literally do the same
right.
that LB's doing.
Uh-huh.
Said, yeah, I've gotten through like the entire series so far, just driving up and down 95 uh-huh. and 495.
95. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's safe.
Yeah.
So, that's why I don't yeah. drive on highways now.
Yeah. I thought I'd pass you at one point when I was by the police because another truck. I was like, is that Sherman? Like, no. Then
no.
I got him close. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
No,
you.
Would
it
not
wasn't
be
you.
Me.
No. So, yeah, the long and short of it is, so he ended up getting a +3. He did. Now, I will give him credit because once he did, you know, went through all these changes and actually got the ball and hit the ball up onto the green,
mm-hmm.
he did drain a putt. It was
long
not an easy
putt.
Putt.
That's a long
yeah,
putt.
Yeah,
because
oh, really? So his chip was not the greatest.
Right.
After
oh,
all that,
Lord.
His chip was not good.
And
I mean,
he
was on the green.
Up the next
you,
hole with a
yeah.
bogey.
Yeah.
But that +3, that's like the best +3 ever.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the commentators, that's
right.
one of the clowns,
yeah.
as LB caught on NBC had said, was like that was the most impressive seven I've ever seen. Because
yeah.
for a while, they thought there was another penalty stroke, and so they thought it was going to be
eight. They thought it was going to be eight,
right.
exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
But,
right.
but he ended up getting a bogey mm-hmm. in the next hole. So
where do we,
well yep. eight.
And where do we stand now?
So right now, as we do this podcast, Ricky. So
I'm looking now. He's
Brandon
still,
Grace and Woodland are finishing 15. Ricky and those guys are on the fairway in 15. And
right.
so he's still one back.
One shot back. Yep.
Yeah.
He's one back of
Grace.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grace is at 16. Rick is at 15. Cooch is at 14.
How is Woodland negative? He's 11 under, but he's playing with someone 16 under?
Yeah, they were just grouped that way.
Yeah, the grouping here is really weird mm-hmm. how they
oh,
do
so
it.
So they don't do it like first, second, third, fourth? They don't do that?
Well, they
yes,
did because this
they
final
do.
Group was. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the final group is the, so one of the leader group.
So Grayson's
either Grayson's playing
five
either,
better than Woodland today.
I think that's what it is.
Good.
Yeah.
Gracious.
Yeah. 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 Because Grayson is he's minus three for the day. So
and so, man, he's got to be plus two. Woodland's got to be plus two for the day.
I'm looking now. Woodland is plus one.
Yeah. So there's some separation there. So
yeah.
And they probably didn't start with the same exact score. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Grace was that's
already
right.
up by one.
That's
right. Just grouped together. Yeah.
Right.
True. I didn't think about that.
So at this time, we don't know what Ricky's going to do. But here's the thing. I was looking this up this morning. He has four PGA Tour wins, Ricky Fowler, and 220 starts.
Right.
That's one every 55.
It is hard right. to win on
yeah.
tour.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And he's one of six when he has the 54-hole lead.
That is yeah. ridiculous.
Right.
That's more right. than just hard to win on tour.
Right.
That's he has an issue closing yeah. out when he's in the
choker.
League. So that means
oh, yeah. choker.
So that means that out of the four wins, three of them he wasn't in the lead at the 54 holes.
Right.
Correct.
That mm-hmm. he's come back to win.
Yeah, so
somebody else likes to track the move.
So maybe he will win the waste management. He had to lose the lead first in order to come back yeah, to win it.
But he did have the 54 hole lead.
Right.
Also. Yes.
So now we've got to see what's going to, you know, come out of this one, you know. So I don't know. We'll see. So like I said before we started the podcast, you know, it's Manny's favorite golfer. So in Silver Spring, Maryland, our home, he's probably somewhere having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
Screaming at TV, come on, Ricky. And Sierra's in the background. Sierra's in the background laughing and smiling because she's yeah. happy that he's losing for some reason.
She's cheering with every ball that rolls in the water, Sierra's cheering.
Exactly.
She got and Manny's screaming, yeah. I want my daddy.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see if this ends by the time we finish this, but we'll keep you updated with that. So anyway, LB sent the text yesterday with the picture. He says, I got a new toy. And he said that we're in trouble. Tell us about this new toy. Okay.
Wait, I didn't get this text.
Yeah, you did. You weren't on the text.
Mm.
Oh, maybe you weren't. I don't know. I just sent it to an old text that had a bunch of people on. I just assumed he was in that text.
Are you sure you're golfers. Not?
You're not on there?
We do have a lot of text messages.
Because I sent one to the wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I need to clean my text messages out every so often, just start fresh.
Yeah, I always think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
So the other day I was sitting at home. Well, I take it back. I was at home, but I was at work. And I get this email from a bunch of companies. You know, I get all these golf emails, this, that, and the other, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they say, hey, 6 hours only, we got this sale for these Cobra hybrids on sale. And I was like, oh, it was $45 or something like that. I'm like, really? I'm like, huh. So I look at it and do some quick checks online to see what reviews are about. And reviews were pretty good. So then I went to eBay and found the exact same club for $35. So I bought that one.
Exactly.
Good move.
And which club is this?
So it's a three hybrid. Because I have a four that I carry. That's the one I use all the time. But it's pretty old. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed lately, it seems like my distance on that club has gone down.
You
not
used
sure
to
if
smoke that by yourself.
Yeah, that four. Used, well, not that one. This is the old Callaway four hybrid I had. Okay. I carry a four iron that I very seldom hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I was thinking to myself, well, I use this three hybrid, and I can get rid of my four iron, take that out of the bag, and use this hybrid, assuming I can hit it.
Right.
So I went to the range today. The first 10 balls, I was
you
like,
went to only
oh,
golf
yeah, I went
park,
to only
right?
golf yep. park. I took pictures. I was going to
50 degrees, by the way.
Yeah.
In January right. in the DMV.
And a couple days ago, it was 8.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's before the wind chill.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So quick PSA about the temperature. Mm-hmm. It's 50 degrees, not 80.
Right.
So all the people I saw in shorts
on my just hit it in the water.
Of course.
Good.
So all the people I saw in shorts on my way here. Yeah. I hope you get sick.
Oh yeah. Well, a lot of those people were at the range today too.
I was just
in
about
shorts?
To ask you that.
Yeah. Well, you know how those people do.
Yeah.
The not black people. They always soon as the sun comes out, they put on flip flops and a hoodie and call it good.
And it's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, quite a few of them out there. It was so crowded today that a lot of you had to wait to get a bay.
Really?
That's how crowded it was. They had the upstairs closed for whatever reason.
Well, probably because there was snow and ice on the mats.
Well, but the ones, so I used the one that was, you know, the very left edge of the thing, the ones, those that are outside uncovered. Mm-hmm. That's where I hit from.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, everything was filled up inside. Mm. There's a lot of people there. Mm-hmm.
Much to your dismay.
Well, it wasn't so bad. I actually, it was a lady in front of me, so in the stall next to me, so I was fine. Actually, before I left, a lady was behind me, so I was a sandwich between ladies.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So how was the
club? The club itself. So the first 10 balls I hit with it, I thought to myself, I just wasted $35. Mm-hmm. And after, so then I went back to my old club, hit that a few more times.
You did your normal warm-up, though, right?
Yeah, I did a normal warm-up before. I didn't just go whacking at it. And then I pulled it out and hit it. And it got better. Okay. It got better. So it's about 10 yards more than my four hybrid, which it should be because it's it's three to four. Accurate. It should be about 10, which is what I was looking for. So I probably will use it mostly off the tee for some of those shorter par fours or those kind of things, or long par three, that kind of stuff. But yeah, so far it looks like it'll stay in the bag. So far, so good.
Okay.
But yeah, but the range though was decent. I mean, it wasn't like you say, the weather today was nice. I'm gonna try and go out on. I haven't seen my work schedule yet, but I'm thinking Tuesday afternoon I might have to. Hey, I'm out of here, y'all. I'll see y'all on Wednesday, and if I can find somewhere to play. But the problem, at least of my way, I like all my yard and every blue mash and all that, it's still snow covered.
Still snow.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know how. I'm gonna hit up Vern, maybe see what LP looks like down his way if it's playable or whatever.
I went by. I think it was Congo today. Is it on Goldsboro Road?
Goldsboro.
And
off Wisconsin Avenue, down that way.
Yeah.
Is
that Congo right there?
I don't know the name of that one, but I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, and it was awesome. I mean, it was all snow.
Yeah, so I don't know. It might just be another range day, which is fine.
Well,
I'm fine
Monday's
with that,
supposed to be 55 degrees.
Right, and Tuesday.
Yeah, my afternoon's off. I'm going to have to do it in the morning.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, it's not going to be that warm in the morning.
Yeah, I'll layer up. Maybe in the 40s, right?
Oh, it should be in the 40s.
Yeah. Y'all have fun.
Yeah.
You know where I stand on this.
So there we go about that. So I saw this article. It was interesting. It talked about first tee jitters. You know what I mean? How when you get up there and you're starting, especially a tournament where there are groups behind you and folks are watching, that's sometimes you can get nervous. Or if you're playing with someone who seems to be super, super good, you're like, oh, gosh, somebody I don't know I want to play. Talked about getting rid of first tee jitters. Now, a lot of it, there were only 3 points. Two of them were like kind of mental, which is fine. The other one was like, you know, do some sort of routine, whether you waggle the club, whether you do some sort of arm stretch, but do a routine that will make you feel comfortable before you tee off. And so I wanted to ask you guys, like, when you're going to the first tee and you're about to tee off and you're in a situation like that where there may be some nerves, what do you do, or what do you think you should start to do to make yourself feel comfortable before teeing off on that first tee?
I do the same thing. I use the same routine, first hole, last hole, whoever behind me.
Do you find it making you feel a little more comfortable when there's, like, eyes on you? Or
yeah, and the main thing for me is not to overdo it. You know, don't get up there and try and show off. This is not the time to show off. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is the time to take nice, easy swing and just get it in the fairway.
Right.
Yeah, you don't try to hit it 300 yards. If you can get a 225 in this fairway, that's a win.
Then you're good.
Okay. That's a win. Because I even at the range sometimes, like even today, there was a guy two spots up from me. Was really, I mean, I'm assuming he was a pretty good golfer. The way he was hitting the ball, in my book, he was a good golfer. Okay. From what I saw, he was a good golfer.
At least on the range.
On the range.
He was striking it.
On the range. And he had some top-notch equipment, so I'm assuming he was really a good golfer. And I heard him talk about being a member at some club, too. So he got money, and he seemed like he got pretty good. He was a pretty good swing.
He was club dropping.
Right.
He was club dropping. Like, yeah, I'm a member at
Congo.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So
just up here with the littles for
the day. Right.
So at one point, he was hitting driver, and he's hitting it all the way back to the fence.
Good God.
Right. And mine, you know, I was hitting some good ones, but they weren't going to the fence.
Yeah, you were hitting the car.
So at one point, I got up there, and I swung really hard, you know, and I thought to myself, Why?
Right.
You know, who am I trying to impress here? And I don't know who this clown is anyway. Right. You know what I mean? So, and I kind of got back to my, you know, to myself, and then start hitting again, like my regular swing, nice, easy swing, and it was doing fine. So that's the same mentality you have to use when you get on the first tee, is don't worry about those people, because you don't know. I mean, who cares about those clowns?
Right.
Just do your thing.
Yeah, there you go. What about you, Sean?
I actually think normally my first tee is my best shot.
Okay,
because I think I'm concentrating more. Like, all right, let's start the round off right.
You're not
nice,
tired.
Easy swing. Right, you're not tired. Back doesn't hurt yet. Big yet.
By the way, I just want to interrupt. So Ricky has a chance for an eagle. I think this is 15.
Yep, he's on
15. And so that will give him the lead back. So he's putting for eagle.
No.
That should be an easy birdie.
That's an easy three putt from there for you, Claude.
I know, right? For sure.
A solid 3 feet out.
I know, right? I'm definitely three putting that. Yeah. I'm in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, once, you know, I'm like LB said, I'm not tired yet. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of focused more.
Right. Not frustrated.
Yeah, I'm not talking about quitting for good.
I hate this game.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, I'm not looking in my bag for balls. So I don't really have. I think the only time I had first tee jitters was at the Three Club Classic, where they announce your name. And there's people standing behind you. Uh-huh. There's an announcer there and everything. And I hit that joke about 200 feet straight up in the air and about 20 yards.
Yeah. For me, so I think when I
shout need out to Utopia Golf, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They're a fun follow on Twitter. Too, yeah, you guys should follow. One thing that LB had said that I should do, and LB gets to me about this all the time, especially with a practice swing. I need to get a pre-shot routine. You know, just something that I do before.
You don't
I
have that already?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. How long have you been playing golf?
He walks right up and hits the ball a lot.
Well, some of my routines, like what I do is I prepare while the other folks in the group are doing their stuff. And so by the time they're done, I'm ready to hit. Because I don't like to wait. You know what I mean? I like to play kind of fast. And so while everyone else is kind of angling and going between clubs, I kind of make up my mind, here's what I'm going to hit. And I only hit like four or five clubs out my bag anyway. Yeah. So I already know what club I'm going to use.
Right.
And so I go up and I'm doing a few, you know, I'm kind of getting my thing going on ahead of time. So I don't really have a routine. I'm just trying to figure out where in this swing is the club bottoming out. You know what I mean? So I kind of know where to. Yeah. So anyway.
How far in the woods am I going to have to walk to get this thing?
Right. And so, but one thing I think that will help me is, and I read this in the article, was envisioning the first hole, like as I'm wrapping up on the driving range. Mm-hmm. Now this means I'll have to get to the course early enough to take a couple to the driver. But like envisioning what I need to do there. So have the first hole in mind, figure out what you want to do to get the ball in play. Mm-hmm. Do that a couple times on the range, and then just repeat it at the first hole. You know what I mean? And like LB said, that might mean not taking out the driver and trying to hit it 300 yards.
Yeah.
Take out the 3-wood. Take out, you know, whatever you need, and then put the ball in the fairway. Go on and play the rest of the hole. And so I think that's what I need to do to kind of get rid of that first tee. Because I'm always feeling good at the first tee. Like you said, physically you're feeling good. You haven't lost any balls yet.
Right.
You know, optimism. This is going to be the best round.
Exactly. You're not dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not hungry.
Exactly. This will be in the 80s. You're not drunk. I'm feeling good. Right. And so who knows? We'll see if we could do this. Now, I would like to know what anyone else does to get over these first tee jitters. You can email us golfdmv1@gmail.com. We'd love to hear that. Now, the Sergio story.
Yeah.
What was that?
What a clown.
I think, did Sherman send that or did you send that? What was that all about? He was just qualified to play overseas?
It was a European event, and I think it was in Saudi Arabia, it looks like.
By the way, Ricky Fowler did birdie that hole, so he's now tied with Brendan Grace at 16 under, I think, and he is headed to 16.
Oh, that's 16, the that's Coliseum. The par 3.
So if he had rid of those jitters,
they're coming back now.
This is where the beach balls and everything start flying around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, Coliseum. Okay. Yeah, this hole is a joke.
And you hate this.
This is a disgrace to golf.
But I don't mind it for this one tournament. But you hate it, though.
I'm a little bit of an elitist when it comes to this. Yes.
LB, when we talk about this, you don't mind it, right? No, you don't like it. You don't like it.
Well, I don't. Not. It does kind of go against golf,
Right.
You know, what the golf norm is. But honestly, I would love to tee up one of those shots in 20,000 people like that. I really would.
For me, to
see if I could do it. You know what I mean?
I like it as long as it stays with the 16th hole waste management and that's it. Like, I don't want to see it happen.
I don't want to see other
holes where folks are getting rowdy.
Yeah, because then it's just Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Right. But I think that's a problem though, because you notice it more, like the U.S. Opens, everybody's screaming there a lot more.
Yeah.
So it is infiltrating the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I've seen a duck migration or something going on the television.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
So Sergio.
Yeah, so Sergio was playing in Saudi Arabia. He was way behind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had no chance of winning.
He was in a normal position.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is when I thought about this, I immediately thought about LB because I don't like Sergio.
Right.
But LB really doesn't like Sergio.
Sergio.
So Sergio.
Who do you hate more, Sergio or Phil?
Sergio.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. What about you?
He is foreign, too.
Yeah, well, that's why LB, you know, wants to make America great again.
He's an American elitist.
He wants to put a wall up between
Sergio. Out.
Yeah,
Sergio
he wants to put a wall up in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and build it like 36,000 feet high so his plane can't come over.
Right.
The big wall, majestic wall.
Yeah.
Beautiful wall.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Nobody's flying over that wall.
So, Sergio.
I think I hate Phil more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to hate Phil less.
I am too, and that's why I paused. Right. No, okay. That's not a fair comparison.
What's the reason?
I hate
you're hating Phil less.
Well, for me, Rodney turned me on to his Instagram feed.
Uh-huh. That dude, man. But you talking about in the flip flops?
Yeah. But he really given some really...
Rick, get out of that sand.
Oh, he put it in the sand.
Not just outside the sand.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
But now he's going to have an awkward stance, though. He can't. Yeah, he might have 1 foot in the bunker, maybe.
He needs to hold
that
out.
Yeah, he can just... No,
maybe.
He can just apart.
Yeah, maybe.
What a clown. How do you... I mean, come on,
he's,
dude.
He's nervous, man.
Yeah,
he's nervous.
Got the yips.
Let me finish this. Yeah, I'll come back to him.
Yeah.
So I've been... he's really getting some really good advice in his... Instagram feed. He really is.
He does.
He really does.
The thing I don't like about it is that he's wearing flip flops in the sand.
Right.
Flip flops. Yeah. Is Golf DMV following him?
I don't know. I follow him.
Okay.
We have to check.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we do or not.
Does it matter to you, Claude?
Right. Because you don't
even know our Instagram page.
Maybe I'll.
Did you see what I posted? See, you didn't even see what I posted. So yeah.
How would he know?
Right. Because he don't even look there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking to this hole that Ricky's on now, the stadium course. What the clowns I listen to in Europe, they were saying that.
More clowns. It's a clown show.
they make a good point. They say it's Sunday. You got 20,000 people. The world is watching. Why do you have the flag tucked in the corner like that?
Yeah.
You should be in the middle of the green.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
people can go at it. You can get the crowd fired up.
Especially on that hole.
Right, on that hole. Particularly that hole.
Very good.
So those clowns actually made a good point.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what did Grace do? He... Parred that hole?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ricky's fine. He just needs a chip and putt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And get it to a playoff, maybe.
And Brendan's begging for some action here.
He
hit it in the water!
Oh!
It's in the water. Ricky's back!
Sorry, Sierra.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
Manny,
put it in the water.
Manny, get your party on, Manny.
All right. Okay.
And he almost killed a goose with like a 20-foot wingspan.
Oh, man. You just don't, you know, you just don't want to do
whatever
that.
That was.
You don't want to put the ball in the water.
Yep.
What an idiot. You're idiot.
So what did he do?
A fair comparison, I think, for me would be DJ. Really hate DJ.
Okay. I didn't know you hated DJ this much.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You hate him more than Sergio?
I hate DJ more than anybody.
No, why do you hate
him? We've discussed this for 2 years.
I know.
Golfer or non-golfer, just... As,
for 2 years we've discussed
do
it.
Do you hate DJ more than you hate
It all comes down to
Donald
money.
Trump.
Yeah. Oh, of course not.
You guys should follow Sherm on Facebook or Twitter or something.
You probably shouldn't.
I'm just going to say this. Just to be safe, when I talk about Bloods and Crips, just don't wear a red hat around
Sherm.
Right. You're talking about gang stuff. Just don't wear
they
one
are the worst gang. I would endorse the Crips and the Bloods before I would endorse the MAGA wearing.
Okay. So,
gang.
So, Sergio, what did he do?
So Sergio decided he was going to tear the greens up in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because he was mad.
Because he was mad that he was getting worked.
Well, that too. And apparently the article said that he had complained about the greens before they even started the tournament.
Oh.
He didn't like they said the kind of grass it was. I forget the name of it.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So it's,
I mean, come on. You chose to go there. And, Here's a little thing. Everyone had to play on them.
Right.
It's not like it was a different type of grass
for Sergio.
For King
Sergio.
Sergio.
Sergio's putting, let's move in the Sergio grass. Right. The grass to mess him up.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
So he started
dragging his putter
there
across the greens
and did it on multiple
greens.
What a baby. What
so
a
his playing partner snitched on him because apparently in good golf job. Snitches don't get stitches.
Right.
So he so his playing partner
gets stitches in golf is Lucas Glover and
and his mother.
Right. Oh, and he did not make the cut this week too.
Oh.
It's going to be a tough
somebody
weekend.
Had an ass whooping yesterday.
Again, domestic violence of any sort is not endorsed.
It's not endorsed, but it is funny when it's Brandon Grace.
Yeah.
Well Lucas Glover.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So. Him too. Yeah. And when Lucas Glover's wife is like 86 pounds soaking
she's
wet.
She's the thinnest woman I've ever seen, but yeah. she's got a crazy look about her.
No, well, yeah. I mean, she's got a huge head.
She's got steroids. You're like Mark,
yeah, exactly.
Like Mark McGuire.
Yes. Dang, where is he at now?
Somewhere, anyway, not getting into the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If you're looking for him, don't look in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, not
yeah he won't be there. Yeah, so Sergio
he's
got...
dragging the putter. Someone
yeah, became, tore the yeah. greens up. So yep. they snitched on him. He got disqualified. He did come out and say, yes, mm-hmm. you know, I apologize. The disqualification was
warranted.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, it was yeah. warranted. You know, whatever.
If I but offended it, anyone by dragging
but
my putter
it
around.
Is a, it is an absolute dick move
mm-hmm. yep. it is.
To do that.
It is.
I mean, because you can't.
You're the Masters champion, for goodness sake.
Yeah, yep. it's Bush League, man. Yeah. I mean, anybody, you know, do you remember when Tiger, didn't Tiger drag his club?
Tiger, I've been on the green one time, and they went
they
to hell
they
on
wanted him yeah. kicked off the PGA yep. Tour.
Well, mm-hmm. we know what that's all about.
Well, yeah. hey, yeah. you know. So, yeah, that's what happened with Sergio.
Joining Trump and those guys.
Oh, he played golf with him the other day.
Yeah.
He and Jack, right?
Was Jack with
him? No, that was Butch Harmon, wasn't it, in the picture?
Oh.
I thought it was Butch Harmon.
I didn't see the picture. I just heard that Trump broke his golfless streak after like 69 days and decided to go play with Tiger or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, so screw Tiger. I got a new favorite golfer.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, we used to like you, Tiger.
Yeah. Punk.
Gosh, that's going to be funny. That's going to be funny this season to see the inner battle. If Tiger's like has the 54 hole lead, or he's walking up 18 with a 1-stroke lead
yeah.
over Sergio or Phil.
Yeah.
yeah
or
yeah.
DJ.
Or right. DJ. Like, yeah. what are you going to do?
Like the battle of the villains. For, right. yeah. You hope lightning strikes and just takes them all out.
Just takes them all out. So LB wanted to talk about something that was really kind of interesting to me. He says, I want to talk about what's in my protein powder.
Oh, before we do that,
oh, okay.
are we going to finish golf?
Yeah.
Can we finish golf?
We're going to talk about golf all day until mm-hmm. this term is over.
Okay, well, I got a new favorite guy.
Oh, okay. Well, who's that?
Cameron Champ.
Oh,
you
know yeah.
him? Yeah. Heard of him. Yeah.
So you, mm-hmm. okay, well, mm-hmm. I figured Claude would have heard of him. So young kid, 20, well, let me read the article. It's a quick article, quick read. So he is 23? Is that right? I think he's 23, but I think it says he's already won.
Yeah, he has one win. Mm-hmm. I think I looked it up.
How does he have a win already?
Because it's a long, early season.
Yeah, it started. Yeah,
it started. Ricky like, has I mean, in his career.
Yeah. How many wins did Sergio
won
have,
this
by
year.
The way?
That Sergio guy, Champ, won this year, I think.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But it's impressive that as young as he is, I've right. never heard his name.
Right.
Boom, he's already got
and
a
he,
win.
Yeah, he only. I think he only has like 12 starts or something like that. I can tell you.
Yeah. Why don't you look that up?
What's the last name again? I'm sorry.
Champ. And that's another reason I like him.
Champ.
Tiger. I mean, when you got an athlete named Tiger, come
Cameron
on.
Cameron Champ, yeah.
You know, okay. so Champ, you know, mm-hmm. that's a cool name. So, like me, he's biracial. Mom looks is like, white, dad is black.
Looks mm-hmm. like Brendan Grace just hit it in the sand.
He's a
out of the water.
Out he's of the water in the sand. Yep. How about that?
Right. Yeah. He's all over the beach. Out of the water
in
the sand.
If Ricky ends up winning this, he didn't win it. Brendan Grace lost it.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky had
Ricky
it.
Ricky tried to lose it.
Then he ran it past the green, off the green into the sand from the, okay.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot.
Okay.
No, Ricky tried to lose it and then Brendan Grace said,
Brendan Grace, Rose,
yeah. Yeah, Brendan Grace said, hold my beer.
I got you.
So, your boy Champ, before you read that. So, he has one win. He won the Sanderson Farms Championship. That's this season.
Okay.
So
does it say how many
I can
events?
I can tell you that. Go read it and I'll find.
Okay.
It.
So
Ricky needs to drop this one.
So Cameron Champ,
it looks like it's about what do you think that's? It'll be 5 feet.
Six.
Okay, 4.5.
Got to get up and down here on 16. Well,
we're gonna talk real slow.
In there.
He ran it in there. Yeah.
Roll past and go to the water. Even there's no water on
right,
16.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? What they've been calling him? The crowd's been calling him. Can I say that on air? What they've been calling him?
Call
sure. What they've been chanting?
What?
Big Dick Rick.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They've been saying that?
Yeah, they've been chatting that.
At the Waste Management?
Yeah, at this tournament.
You know, they've been there since
Did some photos get...
They've been in there since 4 in the morning drinking.
Getting sloshed.
The only reason they said it is because it rhymes with Rick. That's the only reason they said it.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, is that what? Yeah. I didn't know if they were saying it because he... Yeah. I mean, he does kind of look like a porn star.
Right, with the little mustache.
With that mustache, yeah.
Do you know he leads some of the... I found this out today with some more Ricky, you know, little tidbits. He leads a lot of times their Bible study, the players' Bible study.
Really?
Yes. I didn't know that. Him and Bubba Watson and like four or five other players. Supposedly devout Christians and they have Bible study prayer groups and stuff.
Zach Johnson, from what I understand, I think is in that whole thing. Yeah.
You know who's not?
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
He and Tiger party a different way. Yeah. They read from a different book.
Yeah, they're going to Perkins.
Okay, Ricky, I didn't know that.
So Cameron Champ. So by the way,
I wonder if Sierra will like Ricky Fowler now.
Ricky Fowler's doppelganger is definitely I forgot his name. His doppelganger, his twin.
You never heard of doppelganger?
That's
a white phrase. I don't know.
What's the dude's name? What's the actor's name? Played Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape. I don't even know who that is either.
What name? What's the movie?
Played in Titanic.
Titanic.
Come on, guys. Titanic. Seriously?
I
feel just as stupid for not knowing his name, but
Let's Google search Titanic.
So that guy, back to Champ.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio. Is he not his doppelganger?
I could see that.
Who just hit it in the water?
Doppelganger.
Is that the same?
Ricky!
No, Ricky put it in the water?
No, that's an old one. That's an old clip.
Oh, okay.
That's an old clip.
That was the playoff where he was playing against Hideki Matsuyama. He had the lead going in, and he hit it in the water or whatever, and then he hit it in the playoff and lost. And that's when he was like kind of crying at the press conference.
Oh, he should have cried.
Yeah.
Doing all that kind of stuff.
Had a Bible verse ready.
Yeah, I know, man. Come on, man.
So dude has 14 starts.
14 starts.
Four and a win.
Does that mean top 10s or anything?
That's not bad.
Let's see. Yeah. Three top 10s.
Dang!
Three top 10s.
And 14 starts?
14 starts. Yep.
This dude is legit.
Yep.
Now, go ahead. We got off on a tangent, but he's your favorite golfer because?
Well, he's going to be. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Especially if he keeps doing that.
10 top 10s?
Yep. So no, 14. Not 10. I didn't say 10.
Oh. You said three top 10s in 14 starts.
Oh, that's still a lot.
That's a lot.
I thought you said 10 in 14.
That's like 20% more than. It's like 23%.
Five top 25s.
Okay.
And that is 5, 1, 5. That's 20%.
So he, but
20% of the time.
But check that out, though. So out of those 14 tries, he made the cut 9 of those. So that means the time. So
and he made it this week, too.
Right. So out of the 9 that he cuts he made.
Yeah.
5 of them was top 25, and 3 of them was top 10.
That's 60% of the time. Right. Yeah. 60% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's making the cut. That is crazy.
That's phenomenal.
Especially for how young he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've been all over the place. Mm-hmm. Cameron Champ wore one black and one white shoe to commemorate the start of Black History Month in the second round of the Waste Management Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale on Friday. The move recall fellow Nike athlete LeBron James, who first wore his black and white equality shoe in an NBA game in 2017. It's the start of Black History Month, so I thought I'd kick it off and support it, said Champ, who shot a second round 69 to make the cut at 3 under. With my interracial background, my dad's side being African American, my mom's side being Caucasian, it's something that means a lot to me and something I wanted to support. Champ, 23, has created instant buzz on the PGA Tour with booming drives and a victory at the Sanderson Farms Championship earlier this season, his first win. He said the decision to wear the shoes came about last minute. He was trying to figure out what to give out to fans at TPC Scottsdale's par 3 16th hole when he remembered the second round would coincide with February 1st. I was like, we should do something for Black History Month, he said. That's why I've got the black shirt and white pants, too. The second round was almost memorable for the wrong reasons. The champ hit his third shot in the water and double bogeyed the par 5 15th. The miscue put him at 1 under and in danger of missing the cut, but made par at the crazy 16th and birdied 17 and 18, the latter after a 375-yard drive.
Yep. What?
The longest of the week.
Yep.
to comfortably make the weekend.
375.
375, Claude, and right. he needed that.
Matt Kuchar just hit it in the water.
Oh, no.
That's going
he
way
sucks.
Left.
He, and that 375, he needed that to make the cut. So right, he had wow. to get a boomer. Former Texas A&M golfer who grew up in Sacramento, California, mm-hmm. said he likely will wear a Nike Equality hat Saturday for the third round.
Mm-hmm. Once in the bunker, they didn't even
6 foot 175, Mr. Champ.
6 foot 175.
Good night.
Banging.
Yep.
375-yard drives.
Mm-hmm. Ricky looks a little more comfortable right now. He's
yeah,
talking.
He smiled. he smiled after that drive. Yep.
So pretty cool. I mean, that's really cool that he did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good job, Mr. Champ.
Yeah.
Do you know,
cool name.
Ricky is, he's, his grandfather's is Japanese.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
we're all about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that till the day either.
Is anybody finished last yet?
You got a lot of Ricky Fowler fun facts for today.
Yeah,
you were prepared for his win.
Well, no, I just,
he was prepared for him being in last place. Started the day in first.
Let me prepare for the drop.
Yeah, last place is coming up. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Keith Mitchell, but we're waiting to see.
Okay.
Right now, he has the Manny Millions spot at the moment.
All right.
We'll see if he holds on.
One other golf thing, by the way, before we get to this protein powder. I think we've got to get a new bed. My back hurts. Like, I haven't had a comfortable sleep. You know what I mean? And it's hurting the back. And so, and I was waking up this morning, kind of stretching it out again. And I'm like, the first thing that came to my mind was, I cannot, like, have this going on through the golf season. Because I cannot sit there.
Well, you
and
can't have that
back.
Going on through life.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. That's a good perspective.
Oh, by the way, Champ finished tied for 67th.
Okay.
But he did make the cut.
Right. Yep. He got it.
Yeah, you got to look. It's funny because we're looking at a mattress for Naomi right now. Mm-hmm. Naomi's been sleeping in our guest room because she likes the mattress in there.
Ah, okay.
And she's like, I'm done with this mattress, you know?
I'm sleeping in the other room.
Yeah. So we got that from Value City.
Okay.
There's one in Rockville that's real nice. So you may want to look there. They have a ton of different mattresses. And it would price pretty decent.
Okay. Did you get her one of those memory foam things?
We didn't get her one yet. Okay. I got one. The mattress I have now, I got. Remember LB mm-hmm. you had the one that like came rolled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all come now. They
That's
come
a
back
memory foam,
sealed.
Right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Memory foam one.
Yeah. So that was what I was going to. Well, my suggestion would be definitely go memory foam. Mm-hmm. Definitely get it online.
Yep. Because you get on Groupon pretty. I got my own Groupon.
Yeah, Groupon. Everybody's Overstock.com. All those places sell them.
Okay.
And then my second suggestion would be so buy like a 8-inch or 8 or 9-inch. A foam mattress, mm-hmm. and then buy yourself a 3 or 4 inch
topper. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So this is
temperature control thing on top.
Right.
Of
so what I do is what we've come to learn over the years is we buy a decent, nothing really crazy price mattress, and we buy a nice topper.
Oh, okay.
And then when the topper wears out, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever, buy another one at another $100. Keep it moving.
Okay.
You don't have to buy another mattress. You keep buying toppers. It's cheaper to. I'd rather spend $100 every so often. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then
spend $400 or $500, $600 on a mattress, and I can keep buying toppers.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
We did not get the topper, but I probably should look at that.
Yeah.
You think it's too late?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. Because our first mattress, we kept it probably for 5 years before we was like, hey, it's starting to feel.
Yeah.
Starting to get that. And they say, they recover. Mm-hmm. They do recover, but if you lay in the same spot after 5 years, it's going to start to show some indentations.
Yeah.
So then we bought, and a lot of the foam ones, too, some of them you can't flip over.
I cannot flip mine.
Mine is the same way.
We can turn it, but we can't flip it.
Yeah, so I spend mine like once a month. We spend it.
Yep.
We do all that stuff. But, so then, like I say, we started buying the toppers. So we just bought the last topper we had is probably, it might be 5 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we just bought a new one, maybe a couple months ago,
uh-huh.
a new topper and put that on. What actually we did this time, I took the old topper and put it between the mattress and the box spring and then put my new topper on top of the mattress.
Oh.
So, but now you almost got to jump to get in the bed because it's so damn high.
That can be interesting.
But it's very, it is.
You got a little trampoline next to the bed.
Because the mentor said, she said, I'm going to need like a step stool or something. But the difference, so I told her, we were talking about this, matter of fact, we were talking about it last night. I said, do you want me to take it out because it's, so hard to get in? She said, mm-hmm. No, it's so much more comfortable now.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we basically got,
got a
topper, Right.
Got like an Oreo cookie.
I got an Oreo cookie thing going on. Yeah, so a topper, a mattress, another topper, and then a box spring.
Oh.
That's what we got. Because I didn't know what to do with the topper either. Do I take it to the dump? You know what I mean?
So you just put it under the bed.
Yeah. It's so big. Yeah. I don't have another king size bed to put it on in the house.
That's the problem.
I cannot believe that one.
Well, no.
You mean your guests don't sleep in a king size?
So that's a whole other conversation. So in the guest room is currently a full size bed. It used to be Kyle's room.
Okay.
And even that's so.
What is Brandon Grace doing? He's like facing the opposite. Oh, he's up on the. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So when one of us gets to snoring too much, one of us will use that. Will go in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time I went in, I'm like, hey, this is getting too. I'm too tall now for that bed because my feet are like poking out the thing of the whatever. Okay.
Wait, you're too tall now for the bed?
Well, I guess I always was. But
I never did you start growing?
I never slept. You know, I never really don't go in there that much. So I
so like, did he hit a growth spurt?
Years ago,
he hit a growth spurt at 55.
2 years ago I was 5, but now I'm too tall for the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is too small for a guest bed. So I think we need to take. I told him we need to take that out and at least put a queen in there.
Yeah, we have a queen in our guest room.
So. Okay. Long story short, that would be my suggestion. Get a mattress and a topper, and you'd be good.
I may get a topper. And you could get like the temperature control ones too.
Yeah, definitely get it. You want a 4 pound one, I believe is what. I think you want a 4 pound one too. Because they come 3 and 4 pounds. We got a 4 pound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to get one for myself. Thanks for bringing that up.
No problem. So this protein powder, what are you doing with this?
Okay, so protein powder. So if you all follow our Instagram feed, you'll notice I put it up there Saturday, I guess that was. Other morning, Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I make smoothies every. I might make 2 or 3 smoothies a day.
Mm-hmm.
Most time I put protein powder in them. Yeah. So this other morning, I'm doing my normal routine. I open I have a big 5 pound tub of it. I open it up. And I look in it. I always look in it because you got to find where the little scooper is. You know what I mean? You know. So I look in it for the scooper, and I see something in my powder.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, so I scoop it out. And it feels like plastic.
Yeah, it looks like plastic.
Yeah. If you look at our Instagram feed, well, you don't have,
he's never been to our Instagram
page. He's never been to our Instagram page.
It's under his name, by the way.
Right.
It says Golf DMV 1, but
it says Claude my name Jennings.
Is, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me download Instagram.
Let me, here you can see right here.
Download
you go. You can see the pictures of it right now. So those little pieces are like, they're like plastic. Yeah. I mean, they feel like plastic. They look like plastic. So I immediately took pictures of that, took a picture of the protein powder and everything else. And I, went online and found the email address for the company, Optimum Nutrition, and emailed them immediately. Hey, I found this in my protein powder. Let's talk about this. This is some BS. You know, I've been using it. And honestly, I've been using them products over a decade. I've been
the same company.
Same company. That's my protein powder of choice. You know, I've been using it all this time. So then my question to myself was like, you know, how much crap have I been eating over the last 10 years?
What
you
else
know what I mean?
Right.
Because it just so happened that I just happened to see it. If the powder had moved a certain kind of way, I would have never saw it. I could have just scooped it out and put it right into, you know, I would have never saw it and blended that crap up and ate it.
Uh-huh.
So after I emailed them and I gave them, I figured, 48 hours to respond to me, I got nothing. Okay. Now I'm putting you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I put it on Instagram. I put @ Optimum Nutrition, and we still haven't heard from them.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I would not.
Do they have a customer service number?
Maybe they do. I don't know. I emailed the customer service along with the pictures because I wanted them to see I'm not just, blowing smoke here. So I haven't heard from them at all.
Yeah. It's crazy what they allow. It was good, too, you put the batch number and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if people see that and they had the same one, they should check that same batch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, if there's an issue in one, it's an issue in the whole batch.
Exactly. I tried to be, I was upfront about it as it was. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, this is my issue. Talk to me. Reach out to me. Let's see what we can, let's talk about this.
Right.
Yeah. And I got nothing in return. So, yeah, they just lost a long-term customer.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bad for them. Good for you.
So, Ricky Fowler.
He just par that? Oh, no, he birdied 17.
Who did?
Ricky. Birdie, yep. He birdied it. Grace did not make his par, so
He didn't make a par?
Yeah, so Ricky's up two. Done. Ricky's up two.
He got a two-shot lead now. Wow. Yeah,
with 18, and 18 coming up.
Uh-oh.
So Ricky Fowler did respond to being called Big Dick Rick.
He did.
His response is, it's been going on for a few years now. It's, hold on. It's really growing. The name, I mean.
It's a funny dude. That's a funny dude.
It's a funny line, Ricky. Yeah. Funny line.
Funny line, Ricky. So, yeah, so I hope this, you get that whole thing resolved. So, but you got a chance to see Coach B in action. He was up at Largo, I think?
No, that game got canceled.
Oh, yeah. You were at
Central. We went to Central.
Oh, okay.
And I say we because my brother, with one kidney, came out in the 3-degree weather to go watch basketball when Mr. Sherman was like, ah, it's too cold. I'm not going out.
Look, my game, let's set
one
the,
kidney Lou, what they call
let's
him.
Set the record straight. My game that night got canceled.
Right.
So I said, oh, cool. Well, I can, you know, maybe make Coach B's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Against St. Francis. So, and then I got home and I was like, you know what?
My game's canceled. I ain't leaving this house.
Actually, what I said was, I'm home and I'm warm now because it was a cold ride home from Baltimore.
It was cold, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going back out in this weather.
You don't have heat. Don't your heat work in your truck?
Yeah, it works, but okay. I mean, still.
Did you throw some logs in the fire?
I sure did.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
Every night. Do it.
So yeah, game, I was like, I'm not going out in this.
Yeah. Well, the game was decent.
It looked like a good game.
So here's I learned a couple things that night. So before the game, when they got ready to do the tip off, right?
Did you get checked for any firearms?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
I'm surprised.
No, I didn't. They didn't even.
Did you have any firearms?
I had a knife.
Hey, I mean, you know where you are.
Yeah.
So,
well, okay. I carry my knife all the time. I got it. It's on me now.
You didn't bring your AR-15 in there?
No, I did not. So when the game started to do the tip, they started the game and immediately went to foul shots. And I'm like, what happened?
Oh, somebody dunked during pregame.
Well, I didn't know. Lou and I didn't know what happened at all. So I forgot to ask Coach when we were talking to him earlier about what happened. So I texted him later. He's like, hey, we were trying to figure out what happened with the game. So there's two reasons that happens. One, dunks during the warm-up. Or, you know what the second reason is?
Yes, the scorebook is not in by the 10-minute mark.
10-minute, exactly. So,
oh, wow.
Hey, look at that. I must coach that? Basketball or something. Yeah, you got to – now – to cut you off real quick, we were playing at McDonough, who was number 9, remember, last weekend, and someone came down and said, we were still in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came down and said,
Ricky,
hey.
Just hit it, you know, those, like, the sand traps, got like the church
lines
and things, yeah, in the tall grass. Not even in the sand, in the grass part of that.
Oh, okay, the medium strip of the thing.
Yeah, whatever it's called. It's thick, though.
Yeah.
We're thick. Right. So someone came down and said, hey, guys, you got 11 minutes on the pregame clock. Uh-huh. We grabbed the book because, I mean, we knew it was going to be a tight game, so top 10 team, and ran that bad boy up. We got it to the scorer's table
just in time
in about 10 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a close call.
Wow.
And I'm responsible for the game, for the book before the game.
Okay.
And it was still in our head coach's bag, and he's still talking.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, coach, I need the book.
Uh-huh. Need that book.
Yeah, normally we get it in right at 20 minutes when they start the clock. But anyway, go ahead. So why were they shooting the technical?
It was because of the book.
So who got teed up?
The other team did. Central did.
That's what was the final score?
It was a 2-point game.
Oh,
no! It was a two point game. And if I remember correctly, he made both of the free throws.
Somebody should be fired.
Well, but here's the deal. So that the coach of Central, and because Lou and I kept talking about this, is like they would take all the timeout.
Yeah.
And instead of him talking X's and O's, you know, let's run this play, let's do this, he's just berating the kids the whole time, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Horrible.
Just yelling and cussing at him the whole time, right? And because at one point, at the end of the game, Oxon Hill was up by 2, but Central had the ball with 17 seconds left.
Mm.
But Coach, what's his name, Lou Howard for Oxon Hill, He played it right. As soon as they came in, they let them use about 5, 6, 7 fouled seconds them. Up, fouled them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had
two or three fouls to give, something
good,
like that.
Smart.
So they basically
couldn't get in a set.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the end of the game, it was 2 seconds left and they had the ball side out at half court.
Oh, yeah.
And then they threw some ridiculous. And even at that point, they had timeout again, right? Uh-huh. So the central coach, and I was telling Lou, why didn't he call him to play or tell him what to do?
He's just screaming at him.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that? I told you this. I mean, he's just basically just yelling at him the whole time. And Coach Lou was with the Oxon Hill kids. Okay, we're gonna do this. You know, yeah. Talking to them like they're.
And by the
like
way, in a gym that's that may not be as noisy or loud, that's embarrassing as a coach.
I think tone it down a little bit,
especially if folks can hear you yelling and screaming and berating kids like that. Like, tone it down. It's one thing if the gym is ruckus and it's just loud and the band's playing and no one can hear you anyway.
Yeah.
But when it's that quiet,
the crowd was very sparse because it was so cold.
Yeah, because it was 16 below zero.
Right. It was. There were three cheerleaders for Central.
Three. Why'd they even have one?
I guess the other ones went home.
Like, hey, ladies, pack it up. We're not going to do this.
It was three cheerleaders, right?
Cheerleaders, five
players.
Five paid attendees.
Right. So they ended up. They pulled it off and they won. So I played because Coach, he introduced me before the game started to Coach Howard.
Okay,
and,
nice.
But I, the whole time, you know, he introduced me to the guy, and I'm standing looking at him. We're talking about golf and everything, and I'm like, I know this guy somewhere.
They were doing that before the game?
Yeah, when they're doing shoot around, when the teams are shooting around before the game.
Wow.
Yeah, I was talking to the coach. I was talking to Coach B and Coach Howard. So, we're standing there talking. I'm thinking to myself, I know this guy from somewhere, but I could never place it. So, later on, it dawned on me, and I was texting back with Coach. He's like, I said, does he live around Enterprise? Because I think he's like, yeah, that's his home course. Like, okay.
Oh,
I played there with him. Me and Vern have, because he knows Vern as well.
Okay.
So I played with him before with Vern. So I knew I had seen him somewhere before.
Yeah.
But it was a good game. They got some, what's the name? Central has a guard. He's a little guy.
Can't even find Ricky Fowler's ball in that stuff. This
is just ridiculous.
But now I think with the new rules, if he walks in there and steps on it.
It doesn't matter, but he has a shortened amount of time to find it.
Yeah.
It went from like 5 minutes
five
to three
or something like that.
Yeah,
I guess he's got it now.
That's ridiculous that you're in that stuff, Rick. Just put the ball in the fairway.
Right.
He should have hit a hybrid. He didn't hit his driver.
He didn't hit his driver.
No.
Hit a 7-iron and call it a day.
Hit a 7-6-iron, put that thing in the fairway and walk out of there.
Keep it moving.
Doing.
So what the guard?
He's really good because he was taking them to school. They couldn't do nothing with him.
Yeah.
And not that his jumper. No, he was taking it to the hole. Mm-hmm. He was dribbling. He would get him out there. He, you know, hoop up the first couple guys, go right past them, and get in the middle and just lay it in.
Yeah.
They couldn't do nothing with that guy.
Wow.
At all. They had big guys that were sorry as hell.
Yeah.
Central did. I mean, they were 6'9", 6'8", but they looked like they could barely walk and chew gum at the same time.
It's in high school basketball, bigs are really hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why, like, we're playing Glen Elg Country tomorrow. Their big is going. He already committed to GW.
Okay.
He had 4 points on us the first game.
Wow.
I mean, he just.
And he's already got a scholarship.
Because he's 6'9". He's 6'9", and he's big.
A school like GW would say, hey, this is the guy that we can get to come. Yeah, because they're not going to get. Like,
it's a par brothers. Yeah.
They're not getting blue chippers.
Right.
Well, that's still pretty high D1, GW.
GW, really?
Sure.
I thought they suck right. Don't they suck right now?
They suck right now, but it's still high level. I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
Think about this. The worst. Do y'all know what KenPom is?
Are you guys watching? Uh-uh. Look at Ricky. Look how tall that grass is.
You can't even. He's up to his knees almost.
Why in the world? I mean, he hits it over there. Looks like he got some good. That's all you want to do. Some good contact to put it back in the fairway. He gets it close enough to the front of the green.
Is that a four or a five? That's a four?
That's a four, yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be three. He may get it up and down.
Yeah.
He's got two strokes to play around with.
So KenPom ranks all the teams in the country, right?
Uh-huh.
The worst team in the country is University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
Really?
The 13th guy on that bench is still playing D1 basketball.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. He still has a full ride to play D1 basketball.
Yeah.
So you got to be good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, GW, I mean, they're having a horrible, as Claude knows, horrendous. That coach is gone, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maurice Joseph, I think the school is kind of like trying to ride out what happened with the Lonergan thing. And I think they just believe in what he's doing. You know what I mean? He's got
losing.
Be, Well, he's got to rebuild. They lost a lot of kids. Like, gosh, who was the guard that they had? Joe McDonald and some guys. The team that won the NIT.
Yeah.
The next year, they still kept a couple of guys. Yuta Watanabe was still there before he graduated and stuff. But once those guys left, it cleared out. They got a couple of transfers. That's supposed to be pretty good, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, they got this kid coming in. He's a bum. Yeah. But anyway, we'll see. I say that now. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
So let's,
yeah. They beat us once. So.
He's going to give y'all 21.
Yeah.
So, give us an update. I don't think you guys have played
We
since.
Played once. We played Mount St. Joe last Monday. They're number one in our division. Mm-hmm. Although now they got bumped to number two because they lost to Loyola inexplicably. We lost by 9. We were up 3 with 5 to play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were number one in the Baltimore Sun all the way till like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They're really good. They got James Bishop. He's going to LSU. And then they got another kid, Brailsford or something. He dropped 20 on us. But, it was a good game. It was a really, really, really good game.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a bunch of free throws late. So that's why it was 9.
But, oh, okay, right.
I mean,
right.
With 2 to play, it was like, a 3-point game.
Okay.
So
y'all were fouling at the end, put them on the line.
Yeah.
So Ricky just chipped up for his third. Looks like he left it maybe 6 to 7 feet away to close it out for the par.
So we have St. Francis was Wednesday. That got postponed till next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then senior night against Calvert Hall and Logan Curtis, who's going to ECU on a full ride.
ECU.
East Carolina.
Okay.
Was Friday, that got postponed.
Manny
and I were going to
come up there. Manny was really upset. So that's going to be when?
Saturday the 16th.
Okay.
5 p.m. So I'll shoot you an email.
Yeah. Saturday the 16th. Why does that sound familiar? What's happening?
Yeah, I feel like I saw it.
Yeah, like something's going on that day. Let's check the old calendar.
Oh, no, I'm free the 16th. Never mind.
Oh,
Sierra is singing at some Black History thing at the Kennedy Center on the 17th.
Okay.
I mean, about some Black History performance or something.
Didn't she do that last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's we got Glen Elk Country tomorrow. Gilman on
Valentine's Day weekend.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Gilman on Wednesday. Rucker, I can't think of his first name. Their point guard is going to Army to play basketball.
Wow.
So we got GW kid tomorrow. Then Army kid on Wednesday.
So the Army kid. So if you
then Mount St. Joe comes to our place Friday.
If you go in the Army, so let me back up. If he was good enough to get scholarship to play on their basketball team, which means he probably was good enough to play on a non-military.
Absolutely, yeah. Hmm.
So he just wanted to go in Army, basically.
Yeah. There's a lot of kids around here that actually commit to the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll have offers from everywhere. But
right. Decide they want to go.
Some of them want to go serve.
They want to go shoot guns.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
No. How about you, man? What's up with your basketball? I missed it yesterday.
So
I was at practice.
Yeah. Manny asked about you. He said, "Where's Coach Sherman?"
Yeah.
We had
a big weekend of practices this weekend. So.
Yeah. So Manny and the Wolves won. They won 12-4.
Oh, they scored 12 points.
Yeah. Wow.
They scored 12 points. Josiah scored 12 points. Josiah scored all 12.
Wow. Manny, he's a baller.
Yeah.
Ricky with a big fist pump after he sank that putt to finally win. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Oh, who finished last?
Oh, I have it.
Okay.
So, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, so they finished. So Ricky Fowler wins. Yeah, good God. I mean, he couldn't have been more dramatic. Josiah, you coached his brother at Bethel.
Remember? I did. His brother's very good, too.
Yeah. Josiah scored 12 points. He's good. You know what I mean? Like, for a 5-year-old, he can shoot. I don't mean just layups, but all his shots were layups.
Yeah.
And most of them were fast break. What we end up doing, we get a kid to inbound the ball to Manny. Manny dribbles up. Josiah takes off. He passes it to him. And then Josiah runs the rest of the way.
There you go.
It up. And so that's literally what we were doing. Because, again.
Run play number one.
Play one. What's play one two? Team, there is no play two.
Right. I feel like there's one kid who knows what he's doing on the other team. And our team has two kids. You know?
Yeah.
So you take advantage of that.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Because
one kid can't check both.
Right.
And so it was fun, game, and they ended up winning. this one kid who we didn't have last week, he came. He missed a shot. Manny missed two. So, yeah, hoping that sometimes they go
and
they get some more shots up.
So, did your coach show up this week or what?
Yes, he was there. Okay, he was there.
Did his kid show up?
Yes, that's the one who was missing last week.
Oh, okay. What about the kid who, Parker, who was sucking his thumb and crying the whole time?
So, it's funny. So, Parker was sick. He didn't play. So
Parker
his mom,
wasn't sick.
Let me tell you something. Parker played on Manny's flag football. So, he's had a coach. So, I already knew what I was getting with Parker. Parker's mom emailed me in the morning and said, hey, Parker's been battling a fever, so he's not going to be able to play today.
And you said, thank God.
No, here's what his mom said. She's done this before. Yeah. She says, so he won't be able to stand on the court and suck his thumb and cry all game.
Oh, wow.
You guys have to wait for him to do that next week. And she put LOL. But she says it all the time.
Right. So she knows her son's a baby. So here's the thing. Stop babying him.
Well, right. And I said this to Sierra. I said, it's interesting because we were talking about it on the podcast. And she said, well, she thinks that she puts him in this to break him out of it.
To try and get him out of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we did that with Manny with gymnastics. And so it's easy for him with sports. He loves sports. You know what I mean? And so Parker doesn't really care. Like you said last week, during the basketball game, I'm dragging him up and down the court. Yeah. He's saying, I don't want to play basketball.
He's screaming at me. He's looking at me, sucking his thumb, crying. I don't want to play. I'm like, well, not my problem, kid. Yeah.
He's literally standing on the court and he's screaming, I don't want to play basketball.
So I looked at Claude. What he does like to do.
Suck his thumb and cry.
But you know what? He's five. But he's a really smart kid, and he's funny.
I'm sure he is.
He tells really funny jokes.
He just doesn't like competition.
No, he doesn't like to play anything. He doesn't like to play sports. He just doesn't want to do it, you know? Yeah. So anyway, Parker, and to be honest with you, there's another kid on the team. I don't want to call out names, but
just don't give him a card.
Who's even worse than he is. He just stands there. You probably would have noticed. If I point him out to you, you see it. But
what's his name?
His name's Brian.
No, I don't remember Brian.
But there's another.
Brian there last week?
Yeah. You didn't even notice, did you? You're just standing in the corner.
I just noticed Parker crying.
And then I'm trying to think. Yeah, so it was fun. Now, the other team has a couple boys who like think this is football. I mean, they're down to tackle and push.
They got two. Because they were fighting each other last week.
By the time the game was over, they were fighting each other again.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. What about the little girl on your team?
Oh, you're talking about Gabriella.
Gabriella, the
linebacker.
Oh, gosh. No, she was back at it. She was on the floor twice with both of those boys wrestling the ball away from them after the whistle blown. And we're trying to pull them away. She's fighting it off. I'm like, no! And just took it from her. We were like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad she's on our team.
I need to talk to the Pilates girls coach. And you may want to start talking to her now.
Yeah. Give her a look. You guys want to look at her? Yeah.
Have you seen the second grader on the other team? On Bernanda's team? I mean, not on her team, that they were playing last week, the tall kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's got gray hair.
Really?
And he's like a foot taller than everybody else.
The team that they were playing last
week. They beat the bejesus out of him.
Yeah, the coach who was acting like he was Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, his coach was like second and third grade. Because he didn't know they flagged.
First and second graders.
First and second graders. And I remember him because he coached some of those same boys, but in flag football. He was doing the same thing. They went undefeated and lost in the playoffs to a team that only won two games.
Good for him.
Wow. And he was screaming. Talk about berating the kid.
He was like the central coach. What's the central coach's name? It might be him.
And at least they were high school kids. These boys were boys and girls first and second grade. And he's yelling and screaming at them about some stupid flag football game at Upwards League at First Baptist Church of Laurel.
That's supposed to be developmental, teaching kids about this game.
And by the way, they went down.
I heard
Saturday.
They lost by two or something.
Man, we were over there watching your nephew Robert Anthony's team. And then also we're looking over, we're like, they're about to lose. It's 20-18. Let's pack our stuff and go over there. Duke's about to go down. I make fun of him, the team saying Duke, because he treats it like it's college, ACC. Right. And so I'm like, Duke's about to go down. Man, they went down. He was all red in the face.
Was he?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there was a guy.
He was pissed.
Jalen played there when he was little, and I want to say he was in first grade. His coach used to wear a full suit and tie.
No, to every game.
Is he coming from church, going to work? Tanya, my sister-in-law, is like, no. Uh-huh. He wears a suit and tie to the game for first and second graders.
No, I literally joked with Sierra and said, what if I wore a suit and tie to these games? Yeah. She was like, I would act like I didn't know you.
Yes.
Or I would tell everybody, you have to go to work after this.
Right.
He said, there you go. He literally did that.
Yes. Wow. Every week.
You got a Manny.
Jacket and all.
That's ridiculous.
I'll wear a jacket to our games. Most of the time, I don't wear it during the game because our staff never wear jackets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be the only dude.
I mean, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is what you guys
do. What did coach wear?
They wear black shirts, kind of like what I have on a quarter zip pullover thing. Yeah, they all had on something like that.
Yeah, because public school, like in our league, it's required that you either have on the polo or shirt and tie, and no jeans, no, you know, whatever.
Right.
But it, I mean, most of the schools we play, the entire staff is in a jacket.
Okay.
Our coach is like, nah, forget the jacket. Just make sure you have on a tie.
Right.
So, well, never
mind. I thought he had on a sweatsuit.
No, he had on a windbreaker over his shirt and tie. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. What were you about to say?
I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do a Manny Millions update.
Yeah. Let's get this long show.
My favorite part.
Okay.
All right. So, isn't there a game on tonight or something?
Is there? Yeah, the Super Bowl's tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was telling my wife.
Hey,
I,
how about that?
I told my wife, I said, I guess I'll be home because nobody invited me to a Super Bowl party.
So,
I guess I'll watch it at home.
I'm going to my in-laws. You can go with me.
Yeah. No.
There's no Sassarax here.
Or Goose.
Yeah, or Goose.
Or Goose. Yeah. So this week's last place winner is Keith Mitchell. He finished at plus five at the Waste Management Open.
You've never heard of him?
Nah, Keith Mitchell. Nope.
This is going to be fun.
Well, like
so here we go.
Yeah.
He's 6 foot one, 185 pounds, 27 years old.
Okay.
From the University of Georgia graduate. With a real estate, economics and real estate, something like that, I think that's what I read. He's originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Turned pro in 2014. Okay. So, here we get some particulars. He's played in 26 events.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He has four top tens.
Mm. Wow.
What's his career earnings?
Four top tens.
36 events.
36
four
event,
top tens.
How many cuts has, how many?
I don't have the information.
Yeah, okay. Four top tens. I'm going to say $1.4 million.
Okay. Ooh, that's a lot. I was going to say $680.
Okay, well, in this case, Sherman's actually the winner, but he's still, would you say 1.4?
Yeah.
You're still a million short. 2.4.
Whoa!
Nice.
Yep.
Wow.
2.4 million.
Top 10, you get some money in top 10.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, a little tidbits about him. I believe he's single. I couldn't find anything to say otherwise, so I'm going to say he's still single.
So, 2.4, real quick. 2.4, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's 600 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
It's more than I make in a year, most times.
Most years.
I knew he was in 1%.
That's more than I make most years.
Yeah, Lord. Okay.
All right.
The only thing I could find in his personal life that's of interest, he said he would like to trade places for one day with Georgia alumni Todd Gurley for one day to see what it feels like to be a running back, to run over a linebacker.
Well, tell him this. It hurts because Gurley is hurt right now with a knee.
Yeah.
Thank goodness they got C.J. Anderson.
One of his bucket list items is to do cliff diving in Greece.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. Greece sounds cool. Greece is beautiful, but long flight, and that's a long way to go to die.
Right. You could die locally.
Jumping off a cliff. You jump off a perfectly good cliff here in Maryland.
Yeah. And still die.
And still die.
That's your goal.
Same result, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to log into our Instagram after this show is over, and I've just downloaded the app, so I'll at least see what we're posting.
Right.
As far as that's concerned.
I will post the pictures today from I just took a couple pictures at from Olney Golf Park, because it was a nice day. It was still snow out there in some spots, but
I'm scared to death about what he's going to post.
No, it was nothing. It was nothing untoward. It was all all in the up and up.
Okay.
Nothing that would make you ashamed.
Good. Well, that's enough, folks. You need another golf.
Who you got? Who you got? Who you got? Who you got? Who you got?
In the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think the Rams defensive front is going to put a lot of pressure on. I'm going with the Rams.
Okay.
I hope the Rams win.
Okay. I hope the Rams win. Yeah. I have not watched any football in 2 years, so I have no idea.
You know what? And by the way, let me say this, too, because I applaud you for that, Sherm, because there were so many people who and here's, y'all know me, I've watched, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And but there's some people who would not watch and then would, like, you know, down people who are watching, no matter what kind of, and you guys know the work that I've done and do. You know, I've done work with police and community stuff, you know, with Tacoma Park Police, Arlington Police. And so, you know, whether I watch it, but my point is that who would sit there and, you know, just dog folks who are still watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then 6 weeks in, they're watching again. Or mm-hmm. a year in, they watch, and mm-hmm. nothing has changed.
Right.
And so how can someone be a sellout for watching NFL, and then after one season of not watching, you're back to watching it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You stuck to your guns, and I applaud that, man. Yeah. And again, yeah. even if
and
you
LB
weren't,
too.
And yeah. LB, and you know, but even if you guys were to watch, I would, you know, it is what it is.
My thing is this, it's a personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch, you watch. It is what it is. For me, it's a personal decision,
right.
and I sleep better at night knowing that I didn't.
Sure. Yeah. And I applaud you guys for sticking with that. Because
yeah.
so many people would start, and then because, you know, it just seemed to be the movement thing to do. And then,
right.
they're saying all the stuff about people, and then they're watching again.
Right.
And nothing has literally changed.
Nothing has changed at all. Cap's still isn't in the league.
Exactly.
But mm-hmm. by the way, he's still doing his thing. And I will say that, I mean, no matter where you stand on it, mm-hmm. you know, he's a man of principle, a man
Absolutely.
Of his word. And
100%.
That's what helped me stand by it, because he said, no, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it changes. He's still giving suits, mm-hmm. buying suits, collecting suits for recently released
mm-hmm.
Convicts and mm-hmm. stuff, you know, who mm-hmm. are on parole trying to get
right.
them jobs. He's still giving away millions,
right.
or raising millions, mm-hmm. I should say. But he did give a million of his own money,
right.
you know, to like help build communities and things like that. So, mm-hmm. hey.
Despite his NFL income stopping because of this.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, once I realized how much time football took away from me,
mm-hmm.
it was easy. I mean, for selfish reasons, but it was easy for me to go, you know what? I could do other things with this
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you literally just sitting there, and it's so damn slow, all these commercials and timeouts and challenges and mm-hmm. bullshit going on, back and forth, back and forth. I could be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really could. And my TV hadn't been on all week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I definitely cannot say that.
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched.
It hasn't been on football.
Right. Well, I haven't been on at all. I mean, I was thinking, maybe I'll come back and maybe we'll watch a movie or something. But we haven't. We just haven't been on,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I don't miss it.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I don't miss it either mm-hmm. at all.
No,
yeah. Well, there you go. Golf DMV, folks. Tell your friends.
Peace.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.